something, or I'm not sure what it would be called, but it's coming in.
Hello.
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 Yes. Hey.
Well.
I feel like we've all been inaugurated. Phew. So, yeah, and some of you were there. Hello, Ellen. Some of you were there at the curious, interesting peace ball. Let's see, who else is there?
Aida.
Aida, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Diane.
Yay. Excellent. Okay, Aida, Diane, and everybody else is quiet.
McCurdy in LA.
Sorry?
It's McCurdy in LA.
McCurdy. Oh, bless you. Yes, all agents of goodness. yeah, it's a curious, interesting time that we will animate and inaugurate our own inauguration, the stories we want to animate. Good, good. And the many charts we have to delineate, I will translate them all. But, you know, as you know, feel free to, you know, email or call or chime in by hitting *7. Is that right, Richard? Yes.
Yes, no. *7 for unmuting.
There we go. There we go. To chime in as we go. And did we decide, Richard, we would begin with Cool of the Day, just for the fun of it?
Certainly.
Yeah, I think that's good. Okay, let's
and do we want to give everybody, it seems to be a little, I'd give everybody just a minute or two more. Attendance is a little low, and I think it's because it's a new entry, you know, new numbers, new codes, new links.
Yes, that's true. Let's do that. Yes, because I was like, yeah, it's a hurry up to slow down kind of a time. It's like la la la, and there's interesting kerfuffles in the field. So yeah, I was just sending some people the numbers, going, oh, there you go. There's good. Okay, Laura's here, Tammy's here, excellent. Good. And anybody want to file a scouting report on their inner psychic state? That's good.
Thank you.
Chortling is very good. Yes, exactly. we like chortling. Okay, well, because we're going to spend some time on my delight at learning what ecstatic means and how useful that is. And we're going to put it together with boomerang, going boomerang, and yes, I did just have a kerfuffly email exchange with some new age vendor going, it's like almost got my goat. No, almost got my goat. Ah, but it's coming back. Ah, there we go. Which, again, reminds us that, you know, loving, compassionate satire is a really good way to go, which we will play with. And then there are just so many guiding synchronicities reminding us that, oh, the mythic symmetry and beauty is so much better than us humans, going, ah, phew, how wonderful, yes, the embracing larger story. And also, you know, reporting back that whenever we spend too much time on the computer or Facebook and we can lose our balance, burying head in animal fur is just really good. And Stella's gotten used to this, going, you look like you could bury your head in my fur. It's like, oh, very good. Ah, you're that kind of grounding realm. So, excellent. Good. Just checking in on our flight check. We have new teammates, possibly, although many people might be out at the inaugural balls, wherever they are. That's good. Yay, Linda in Tempe, Arizona. Yay, Los Angeles. Yay, Colorado. Yay, team. Excellent. Okay, put that away there. And there's no distress calls that I can see coming in from any other people who couldn't figure out whatever it is, who couldn't find the new numbers. So whenever we think.
Okay. How about now?
Okay, doc.
My Lord, he said unto me, do you like my
keep the grasses green, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Oh, this earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord. And he walked in his garden, in the cool of the day. Then my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so pure? You may stay in this garden if you'll keep the waters clear. I'll return in cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Oh, this earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord. And he walked in his garden in the cool of the day. Then my Lord, she said unto me, do you like my garden so free? You may stay in this garden if you keep the people free, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Oh, this earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walked in his garden in the cool of the day. Then my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my pastures of green? You may stay in this garden if you feed my lambs, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Oh, this earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walked in his garden in the cool of the day.
So I thought that was apt. So welcome new teammates and welcome old timers and medium timers. Our Trickster Training Council convening, whereby the power of literalizing metaphors. So we begin by, yes, gathering, calling our goats, our Saturn. We continue our Saturn theme, our goats. Nobody gets our goats. But again, we play with it by saying anytime our goat gets got, it comes back friskier than before.
dum 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 dum. So yes, so everybody with our goats by our side, which is why learning the meaning of the word ecstasy, ecstatic, was so useful. And it was useful last night at the Peace Inaugural Ball, where there was much contention, and gathered with many teammates who are all fighting things and fighting in their whatever, and it's like, you know, or being harumphy about this or that. And I had some harumphitude, a little bits of mini harumphitude myself, going, oh, there's so much plastic here. There's, oh, it's good, it's good, it's good. Anyway, and then go, you know, or we're not being treated well or dissed or whatever. And we go, no. And I was talking to the head of Pacifica about all these radio, of all these grumpitudinous things and, you know, the attacks and so on. They were commenting on, and I go, well, no, I have an ecstatic relationship to Pacifica by being outside in the perfect way. Ah, wonderful. And so this becomes part of our, what we put in our magic backpack, which has so many skills and tools that we've always had, again, like Dorothy's slippers, but might have forgotten that we have, going anytime we have the slightest nuance of, you know, this or grumpitude or whatever, or outsiderness, we go, ah, we are standing outside. We are ecstatic. We have an ecstatic relationship to this event. Whew, ah. And we can feel it, you know, we can feel it. So as we convene now, you know, the moon overhead is so close to Jupiter. Oh, it's such a beautiful night. Ah, and we turn to the larger guiding story, which is so much huger and more benign than our mere humble from humus human selves. And we go, ah. So the beauty of that, we remember that Jupiter's storytelling intelligence, you know, is stationing now, you know, at its stationing degree, which is the oasis, the waters of life, replenishing. May we all be replenished. May we be replenished by our gathering now. May we be replenished and agents of replenishing. And while we're talking, you know, just because, you know, at 10:13 p.m. East Coast time is when the moon and Jupiter will be exactly conjoined, we go, ooh, moon, the reverence for life, conjunct Jupiter, storytelling power, our dedication, may we be voices for replenishment, voices for the earth herself. And we go, ah. And that will happen at 6 plus Gemini, and we do want to call in the ancestors because they seem to be hopping up and down. Stanley Ann Dunham, you know, Obama's ancestral mother, when she was born, her son and Mercury are at 6 degrees of Sagittarius. So Jupiter and soon the moon will be exactly opposite that. We go, ooh. So it was, you know, so in my under 2-minute talk last night, that's because I have an ecstatic relationship to the event, but did manage to say, all right, we are calling in the ancestors. We're calling in the ancestors, not just humans, but all the flora and fauna of this beautiful planet. We're calling in Obama's mother, Stanley Ann Dunham, and may all of the ancestors place a cloak of guiding earth wisdom and protection around his shoulders. Because we remember, no matter how grumpitudinous we might feel, some of us, you know, about Obama, this or that, you know, we go, it is an assignment in the mystery play. We're all kin, all connected in some ways, and we look to the auspices. But remember our dynamic here that we're practicing and creating these fabulous grooves that actually allow for liberation and expanded repertoire of response. So critique, yes, and bless it all. Critique and blessing it all. And this also is in our magic backpack going, right, critique, oh, and bless it all, absolutely. So, yeah, and the power of metaphor especially strong now. And so that's right up our alley. It's our strong suit. So as we begin, we go, yes. So we are convening to conduct our own inauguration. And yes, we remember because I've been saying it forever and all of that. But, you know, inauguration comes from the augur, the diviner within each one of us who would walk out into nature and discern nature's patterns whereby the right person or the right story would be then inaugurated in accord with the whole larger pulse. So, yeah, we want to look at the charts. of Obama's swearing in, the only president since FDR to be sworn in four times, and we go, already, because as we remember in 2008, there was the Mercury retrograde kerfuffle, so they had to do it twice because they muffed the thing. And then this time, curiously, you know, there was the private in the White House ceremonial, which was at 12:13 p.m., pretty sure, surrounded by charts. Yeah, 12:13 p.m. yesterday on Sunday, which we want to examine, going, okay, that was sort of backstage legal, and we might say ritual. And then today, the swearing in, you know, what took place at 11:51 a.m., an interesting change, you know, unique, and we want to look at those charts, both really valid. And I want to honor, you know, Barack Obama's chart, which I'll animate for us, because there are good things possible, and this encouraging, and part of exhorting self and others to pay playful reverence to the power of language and metaphor. And so many of our team, you know, default setting not only just to the fight, you know, we're going to fight for peace and fight global warming, and we go, oh, it's a very hot word, we want to be agents of cool and increasingly hot realm, agents of cool response and increasing. And again, we're allowed to blow it, you know, and each person, you know, you can email or whatever if anything got your goat, but it came back friskier. We go, yes. So we're going to, you know, honor that and then just look at the guiding patterns and look at what's possible. Oh, yes, the metaphor that so many people use is we go, we're going to have to hold his feet to the fire. And I go, oh, Lordy, that is such a kind of CIA torture, extraordinary rendition kind of metaphor. We go, no, we're going to feed with, you know, and again, priming the pump for everybody going, what would be better than hold feet to fire, you know, serve chocolate drink, you know, send a dream of kinship, you know, many things. But again, this is where I want to just encourage our own fountain of creativity going, what are better ones? You know, we want to, Pluto always provides a cauldron into which we can toss things that are no longer useful. And we go, okay, let's put those things down there. And so Saturn, yes, the intelligence of vows, oaths, dedication, you know, so good. You know, some of us, again, and all of us encouraged increasingly now, really ongoing experiment to write out our manifesto of dedicated devotion. That Saturn focusing, you know, really does then magnetize opportunities, going, what are we dedicated to? What is, you know, we are dreaming our weird, willing to play our role in destiny. What is it that we are dedicated to? So let's play with all of that. So, yeah, as Obama began his speech, 25 plus Capricorn was overhead. And we see we love synchronicities because it's like, oh, we are part of a larger embracing, you know, ordered and splendid, miraculous, unifying story going, no. Because when Obama was born, his Saturn is at 25 degrees of Capricorn. We love that. And that's also my ascendant. His Saturn is retrograde, so we know that, you know, Saturn in a chart conveys many, many things. It's also where we, in a sense, outsource or are given an assignment, so it carries the information about the father. And Saturn, when it's retrograde, apparent motion backwards, what we say to people in charts is we go, ah, you had to be your own father. Father seems to be missing or remote. So you have to assume responsibility early, and that tends to work. Obama has Saturn retrograde in the 12th house at 25 Capricorn, missing father. Therefore, he has been dedicated to being a really pretty good dad. His Jupiter at zero Aquarius, which is the degree of the usual inauguration and the Sunday inauguration sun. I go, oh, there we go. So we go, the right person in the mystery play, befoibled as we all are, certainly many things we want to hold to account, not hold feet to fire, but hold to account and encourage, discourage this, encourage that. You know, it's again part of our dynamic, critique and bless. mirror, window, door. You know, mirror, hold up a mirror to ourselves and to the world and to others and go, foo-foo. And then with a wave of the hand, our trickster selves, you know, turns the mirror into a window. But look how beautiful it could be. Ah, there we go. And with another wave of the hand into a door, let's go. So we carry that with us. And these are always, we are again practicing. Saturn is again practicing. And we practice here now, you know, backstage and our dedication so that when things get hotter, we have that dynamic. So 25 plus Capricorn, the serious part of Obama, the point overhead when he begins his speech today, and is its image is nature spirit dancing in the iridescent mist of a waterfall. We go, ah, the most serious thing. So that is a good thing to think about, all of us, nature spirits dancing in the iridescent mist of waterfall. It's a good thing to send a kind of telepathic vision to, you know, to Obama, to go, yes, we can see that part of you. There you go. Nature spirits dancing in the iridescent mist of waterfall. And then as he mentions, so I track speeches by watching the ongoing chart of now. And what I've always felt is that Obama was particularly mythologically, metaphorically responsive. And this becomes a kind of, you know, an availability that transcends, you know, military industrial complex, CIA, you know, horrible crimes. I mean, all those things, it is an availability. It's a whole other substructure of reality, the basic substructure. And remember, when we're at a critical moment of time, a kairos moment of time, it was always said to be where the imaginative and mythological is granted a particular glide path, you know, into the, you know, secular material. And let's remember all of the powerful myths, you know, that the Grail legend and the Arthurian legends, it ends, or actually it doesn't really end, because myths don't really end, but one pause button, it's put on pause, that we can now hit play. And that's where they said that the round table was convened of shining, radiant individuals dedicated to the protection of life. And an experiment of having the magical and sacred people engaged. But at the what's called the end, quote unquote, of the Grail legend, all of the really magical people leave. Merlin goes off, Arthur goes off to Avalon, you know, they all depart, leaving the world in the hands of, you know, muggles in a sense. And we go, oh, that until now. So now, you know, we can all visualize this. Whatever was put on pause, we hit play. It's the reconvening where people willing to cultivate, you know, multiple layers of their selves, their physical selves, their imaginative selves, their dream selves, and their compassionate trickster selves are willing to move back into the world, you know, for the good of all beings with a lot of backup. So, you know, so watching the speech, you know, as he mentions, a shrinking elite, number of elite doing well and, you know, others not, and we want to reverse that, you know, so 16 plus Taurus is rising, the image is, you know, older man imparting, trying to impart truth to crowds, and we go, ah. He speaks about Saturn, commitments we make to each other that do not sap us, but replenish us. 16 plus Taurus is also rising when he addresses climate change, and the failure to do so would be a betrayal of the future. And the path towards sustainability, preserve our planet, loaned by the divine, no perpetual war. And then just for the fun of it, you know, when he finishes his speech, because we're all looking at, you know, we have our smartphones for time, so more opportunities for synchronicity to make itself known to us, not that it necessarily increases, but it makes itself known to us. So when he finishes his speech, it's at noon hour, 12 minutes past 12 seconds. It's at 12:12:12, and we go, lovely, some symmetry, some guiding symmetry there. So let's play with that. So I did also want to present to us the I Ching as it chimes in, because it was so fabulously apt. Hexagram 24 said, you know, what should we, you know, our team focus on, but also what is the nature of this inauguration? What are we inaugurating? What is the guiding story that is larger than any one human, you know, in which we are all engaged? So I use Stephen Karcher's Total I Ching, which I love. So I Ching, very resounding, very strong, says 24 returning, love and spirit return after a difficult time, renewal, rebirth, reestablish the relationship, go back to the beginning, leave the complicated and return to the simple. So it says return is one of the fundamental motifs in all the myths and philosophies of change, the return to and of the way, and the eternal return of all things. It's the return of spirit after the first burial and the stripping away of the old. It's the emergence from death and the underworld ghost river, the incessant return of life and spirit. It is the root of power and virtue, the power to become who we are meant to be. It discriminates the beings and gives birth to self-knowledge. This route is a footstep, one step on the way. It's a starting at daybreak to cross the river to the spring festival and a renewal of spirit, joy, and human community in the paradise place. It suggests the souls that return and the rituals to call them, the ritual return to an original paradise time and death through which we all return to source. Return is coming and going on the river of time and the flow of symbols that unfold. Returning, make an offering and you will succeed. So our offering, you know, our attendance at this council, our writing of our manifesto of dedicated devotion, our sprinkling of cornmeal in the morning for the birds, whatever, Saturn reminds us that whatever we do, if we simply add the dedication, the Saturn mojo to it, it amplifies it. You know, we know that all ritual, literalized metaphor, you know, and it's mundane things, you know, anything we're doing anyway, and it gives us more mojo. We're sweeping the floor. We're sweeping the past out of the floor. You know, by the feeding of these birds, may all creatures find what their nutrient. By the telling of this story, may all people who are in need find their way. May the, you know, that's also just something, these are kind of put on our work table for all of us to explore and amplify and practice and report back, you know, as you feel again. So make an offering and you will succeed. The way reverses and returns, return comes on the seventh day. Now, I found with the I Ching that sometimes, you know, these references seventh day, so we're also looking at, you know, the, you know, to the 28th, the 27th, 28th, we go, okay, close enough for mythological work. Jupiter stationing inward, goes forward on the 30th. That's close enough, you know. Which is now we are designing the desirable story inwardly, retrograde, inward, and then to go forth, the story of the restoration of the waters of life. The I Ching continues, returning describes our situation in terms of reemergence and rebirth. The way to deal with it is to go back to meet the returning energy in order to begin anew. Retrace your path. Return to the source. Reestablish what is important. Restore the way. Finding the intensity of the earlier time and the purity of the original feeling. Now, what was strong, you know, kind of everywhere, you know, again, these complex kind of nuances, but again, we call upon all the powers available to us, is, you know, even at the peace ball, you know, there was this constraint, you know, a kind of tension of don't praise Obama because, you know, drones and Guantanamo and bad things and whatever. So there was a constraint upon, you know, kind of our impulse to praise while being informed by critique, until, you know, Sweet Honey and the Rock came out and just smoked it. It was like just fabulous and changed really the whole mojo of the turn, because they were, you know, ecstatic. And, you know, yes, praise, yes, critique and praise, and just fantastic things. And it lifted the constraint. You know, we want to think about where we're shamed about constraint, you know, our praise or our enthusiasm. You know, people who grow up in cynical families, it's much easier to diss things than to praise them. It's an apparent illusory safety. You know, part of the dynamic of you know, having the radio show, which I thought was pretty darn good, actually, with Peter Janney last Thursday on his book, Mary's Mosaic, on the CIA murder of JFK and Mary Meyer and their vision of peace. It's a pretty good book, you know. There was some flack coming in from Mary's family going, that was full of, like, no, just, I need not go further than that exactly. But there was some finger wagging, and I realized, like, oh, this is the shaming of any of our uniqueness, or the shaming of inquiry, or the dissing. But of course, now we have, you know, ecstasy. When we feel dissed, we go, no, we're not dissed. We're ecstatic. And I just find that so adorable. So we want to cast, you know, non-useful shame as an outsourced Saturn over concern, a cringing, a shrinking in some way. I remember from just, when were we taught shame? I remember actually a moment. I remember a moment when I was sent to kindergarten early because I had imaginary fairy friends, I'm told. You know, I don't completely remember, but they were like, oh, Caroline's spending a little too much time, so we're going to send her to kindergarten early. And then I remember that at the end of kindergarten, my mom got a call that was from the teacher saying, well, because Caroline's so young, we're going to have her repeat kindergarten. And I was like, oh boy, how wonderful. And I remember my mother saying, it's not wonderful. It's very terrible. I was like, oh. Anyway, it was a moment. And I go, I forgive you, ancestral mother. You know, going, what will people think? Anyway, so in any of our hearts, you know, where were we trained to go, oh, you know, and again, to kind of quell the praise or the enthusiasm or the stepping out. So, you know, returning to the way, or as our great ally David Graham says, returning to the original dignity of our child heart, returning to the original. You know, wise as serpents, yes, but gentle as doves, going, So the I Ching continues in this wonderful way. The old situation has been stripped away. Turn in your tracks and go back to meet what is reemerging. Now, that's sort of perfect. Again, all languages speak to each other. Jupiter, retrograde is returning, the returning guiding story. It's not that we're ever waiting for something to be over. Each moment is kind of perfect. It's not like, oh, we can't wait to get to the 30th when Jupiter goes forward, as though forward were better than backward. It's all useful and important and good. So returning to the story. So we love that. There we go. Just checking email. Okay, so this return to the way is the root of your power to realize the way in action. Be small, adoptable, and differentiate yourself from others. Use your own knowledge of the source of things. To nurture this returning energy, early rulers would close the frontiers and the markets at this time of solstice. Merchants and sojourners would not move. The prince would not go on tours of inspection. This kind of attention is pleasing to the spirits, and through it they will give you success, effective power, and the capacity to bring the situation to maturity. Oh, we love those lines. What is strong and firm is reversing. Stir things up and work with the movement. Okay, stirring things up and reversal, and remembering Ally Virginia Daly's wonderful dream from years ago also, in which the world was in her dream, you know, in a terrible state, and there was a kind of dementor force, bless its heart, in the mystery play, stirring this cauldron, kind of alchemical cauldron from which the vapors of moral ambiguity and were filling the world. And she knew in the dream that she had to move towards, she had this voice guiding her, move towards the cauldron, take the stirring stick and stir it in the other direction. Okay. And so in the dream, she moves slowly, this resistance. And then as she takes hold of the stirring stick, the Dementor figure kind of recedes into vapor. And then slowly, you know, against the centrifugal movement, she begins to stir the cauldron in the other way. Wow. So we're all kind of doing that, all right, in our mind's eye. We're going, all right, stirring the cauldron. Turning and moving in the opposite direction from your former path will return you to the way. On the seventh day, return will come from below. Now, sometimes this is awfully literal. So what would we like? What would we like to return? The changing lines are not distancing the return, no harm or cause for sorrow. The way to the source is open. And let's remember a wonderful part of this pre-Confucian translation of the I Ching has some repetitive lines, you know, one of which is, you know, it's not here, but I'm just bringing it into play, in which it says, you know, trap, judgment closes the path. And we go, ah, all right, let us be better than we are. You know, let us be willing to compost judgment because it closes the path. Again, critique and blessing, which is why we also like in our trickster lexicon, you know, not only ecstatic, an ecstatic relationship, what a wonderful reframe. It's so fun to practice that, but also boomerang. And I like, you know, spelling boomerang as though boomerang, boomerang, M-E-R-I-N-G-U-E. It's where the boomerang, it comes back and delivers a lemon meringue pie to the, you know, whatever it is, person. Oh, boomerang. So returning, you know, play. So return to the way the spirit is emerging. Don't just think about it. Do something. The way is fundamentally open. Be open and provide what is needed. Six in the second, released and returning. Let it go. Wise words. The way is open. Using humanity to connect. Relax your grip. Let things rest. Spirit is emerging. Be unselfish and benevolent. The way is open to you. An important connection is approaching. Be open and provide what is needed. Okay, we love that. And it changed to, it seemed quite perfect, hexagram 7, which is legions, leader, she, organize, mobilize. Now, it's very army, okay? It's very army, so with the permission of Trickster, I'm going to change some of the battle imagery just for the fun of it as we go along. But we distill the essential mojo and liberate it from its past, you know, Mars constraint maybe. Organize, mobilize, master craftsmen, martial arts masters, discipline, power, the site of creative transformation. Offer service, accept this. crowds rise up. Legion is war and battle through which unity arises, okay? So however we want to shapeshift this, you know, suggestions are welcome. It is the power of the world of the dead focused as a weapon, as a key. I'm going to make it a key. And the unity of spirit necessary to make war. I'm going to make it peace. Imaged in the experienced people who by offering themselves can effectively wield and direct this power. It speaks about wise words. Experienced people opens the way. This is not a mistake. It's a campaign at the earth altar. Invoke the dead. Now, because it is such a strong, and in the speech and in our hearts and in our feelings, we go, this is a beginning. This is a time to organize. You know, as I wrote in the missive, the part that I took from 7, leader, organize unity, inner willingness to take risks, to be of service, organizing a confused heap of things into a functioning, effective, active unity. Yes. To repeat that, legions leading describes your situation, our situation, in terms of organizing, yes, a confused heap of things into functional units. Ralph Nader was at the Peace Ball last night, and pretty great. Everybody's got a role in the mystery play, and he's got a new website, you know, increaseminimumwage.org. I'm pretty sure that's it. But yes, and he did point out the plight. He said, you know, minimum wage workers are making less than they did in 1964. You know, and just it's incredibly small. And then he goes into, you know, other developed countries where things are so much better and the minimum wage is much better. And, you know, and that this is something that we do want to engage in. People who work at Walmart and McDonald's and food service industries are paid, you know, $6 an hour. And it's like, oh, so there's some tangible things in which we go, yes. And there was much exhortation. And say, against once Sweet Honey in the Rock, you know, kind of broke the spell, people were like, yes, critique, and then here's what we can do. And it just opened the whole thing up. And there were fantastic moments. And it's kind of like any journey. So at first it's like, oh, okay, not quite, okay, but we have an ecstatic relationship. And then, okay, the food's not so good, okay, the thing's not so good, okay, the DJ music not so good, and some people left, you know. But then wait for it, oh, and then the kind of opening up. And then there was ecstatic dancing and really good talks and speeches. And yes, there was Angela Davis looking really adorable and danced with her around for a long time. And there was a moment, again, as I mentioned, where it was just, you know, I apologize because I can't remember Alice Walker's daughter's name. We don't all want to be known by the fame of our parents, but so wonderful, this young woman teaching in Texas. And the head of Pacifica and the head of Democracy Now's Hispanic thing, and just a whole bunch of people. We were just dancing and calling in the mojo to animate the desirable story, and people were liberated from their secularism. And then they had a really grumpy speaker who insisted on speaking in a bad mood at the very end, who kind of was like, that's enough of that, you know. But nonetheless, it was so good. It was, okay, we take that with us. So develop the capacity to lead. Look at people you respect and use them as models. Go, yeah. And that's also part of our collage work, you know, which is, you know, to gather from, you know, fairy tale history, bloodline myth, you know, actual embodied people, you know, what do we admire? Admire meaning, you know, moving towards. You know, I love Robert Bly, great buddy, years ago, talking about Meridelle LeSueur, a wonderful poet in Minnesota, who was, you know, wise and old and etched. And he said the young women just used to gather around her just to feel themselves kind of etched against her dedication. Okay, now we're talking about Saturn again. So when we encounter great writing or a great human or qualities derived from animals or plants or whatever that we admire, we feel ourselves shaped and molded, and we make a dedicated oath, we want to be more like that. So this is a really grand time for that. You know, what do we admire? Because we're always, you know, engaged right now also in not only kind of syncretizing and collaging, you know, our own guiding trickster redeemer from all the qualities of, again, fairy tales and history and myth and people and plants and animals, all of that into, you know, what quality would we want? Remembering, you know, what is it? What is unique as an opportunity and a responsibility about humans, you know, in a humble way, remembering that the word human comes from humus, dirt, and with the same word as humble. Humans meant to be humble, not as a bad thing, as a really, really good thing. So, you know, what is it we want to, as humans, we may have that unique opportunity and therefore responsibility to the dance of Jupiter. Opportunity, Saturn responsibility. It goes so many ways. You know, Saturn focus, you know, the what are we, dedication magnetizes opportunity. There we go. But it's also the inward focus and then the collaging of what we admire, you know, each one of us unique. So I Ching says the hexagram figure shows serving through an inner willingness to take risks. Okay, well, we're up for that. In the middle of the earth, there's the stream. Something significant is returning. Be open to it. A confused crowd of things all arguing with each other surrounds you. Yes, this is not a pleasant situation. It will take concern and care to correct it. Try to give each thing its proper value. Support and sustain what is beneath or outside your normal value structure. It contains a great undeveloped potential you can accumulate and nourish. Don't simply impose your will. Find what you need by taking risks and confronting obstacles through a desire to serve. This activates a central ruling principle that people will spontaneously adhere to. It generates meaning and good fortune by releasing transformative energy. It is exactly what is needed in the present situation. How could it be a mistake? Thus speaketh the I Ching. And we go, ah. So now just a little bit, the things that are unique and different about the inauguration charts is, okay, so Sunday, January 20th, at the White House, the sun is at zero Aquarius, as it usually, well, as it is on January 20th, you know, which is the legal, and also in this case, the ritual. And that's the old Adobe mission in the desert. It's the beginning of the constellating of community. Mercury's image is a deserter from the Navy right next to the sun. We go, I think that implies, you know, and we're willing to work with that. Yes, leaving some arena, questioning external authority, feeling need for change, but deserted from the Navy, going, let us imagine sucking the chi from militarism, you know, into the dynamic, you know, creating of, you know, calling forth the ingenuity, culture of reverent ingenuity, you know, rising from rubble, may it be so. I think that's really there. It's interesting, they kind of composted backstage because Mars in Aquarius, there it is, squaring the moon, again, is human society at odds with the moon in Taurus, exalted in Taurus, the earth being. And Mars's degree for the January 20th White House swearing in is, you know, a woman disappointed in love. So well, there's everybody's disappointment. Oh, Obama, we're so disappointed. We go, there it is. It's right there. And we say, well, there's not a woman on this planet, indeed the planet herself, or a woman part of every guy who's not been disappointed in love. We go, there we go. But remember, all squares are, you know, false estrangements brokered by the reality police to render people, you know, disoriented and confused and, you know, obedient, you know. So any square are things that intrinsically want to dance together. And these fixed squares, really important. Taurus, sensual connection with the animistic realm of everything's alive and the guiding force of nature. Square Mars in Aquarius, you know, society. We go, right, that is absolutely. We want human society to humbly, energetically return to the guiding wisdom patterns of nature. It's very, very clear. But there's the disappointment factor, very interesting. When we look at the inauguration chart of January 21st, 11:51 a.m., things have shifted a little bit. And I think, that, you know, Mercury no longer deserter from Navy, but I think we can play with that, and it's open to suggestion, is moved forward, and now Mercury is the council of ancestors. A young leader listens to their voices. Okay, we can think of it as Obama. We can think of it as the Obama part of all of us. We can think of it as each one of us. Each one of us as the I Ching councils, as leader, not inflated, not important, but unique Saturn leadership dynamic. What is the effect we want to have on our world? Where do we inhale? Again, insourcing what we've been outsourcing. We collectively no longer want to outsource leadership to sociopaths who've lost a sense of kinship. We're inhaling that back in, you know, in our own dynamic, you know, whatever wherever we've been outsourcing, you know, our own sense of well-being, and you know, and our ally, fellow trickster on our call, I just loved Evangeline's blessing, because remember, we're working with blessings as very powerful and increasingly potent too. You know, for any of the outer circumstances like debt or money. So Evangeline had read, when the noose of debt draws nigh, then may you catch the hangman's eye and grab the rope between your teeth and swing to safety. They go, I love that. And when your craft of dire beauty has come aground, about to break against the rocks, then may the rocks become your allies and a fresh wave carry you safely within their shelter. That's lovely. Thank you, teammate. And of course, ongoing, you know, we're all invited to practice, you know, these realms of blessing. When this, then may that. Perfect use engagement of Saturn, Jupiter. So when I look at the, you know, what is the distinction and the value of two charts? We like everything, you know, more and more. You know, what's changed, what's moved in its direction. So not only Mercury, council of ancestors, young leader listens to their voices, counsel, hidden guidance, periods of withdrawal or consultation to make important decisions, getting a sense of the collective's real realm. Now, part of our experiment, increasing through this winter time, you know, and onward, is without hubris, you know, with humus, not hubris, with humbleness, not hubris.
But let us see, you know, again, and intend what we can spiral forth out into the memosphere and the collective dream, you know, to magnetize. So many teammates out there everywhere in conversation and on Facebook or whatever are going, you know, kind of hold Obama's feet to the fire. I'm like, oh, change the metaphor. Or we're going to make him do it, or we're going to demand this thing. And we go, no, I'm okay, or okay. But demand is such a kind of, we haven't worked it out with daddy kind of tantrum yoga slight thing, you know, and we go, magnetizing. We're going to magnetize the irresistible story. We're going to call in the mojo to animate it. Not the only story in town, but one that's been dissed and is therefore ecstatic, that we are particularly dedicated to, going magnetizing metaphors into matter. Here we go. So what else changed? Well, the sun's degree changed between Sunday and Monday from Old Adobe Mission in the desert to the sun at 1 plus Aquarius, which is a sudden thunderstorm brings relief to parched fields, emotional release, you know, bringing things to a head, restoring nature's flow, you know, being ahead of changes in social climate. And we go, oh, okay, we like that. Mars changed from woman disappointed in love, to 21 plus Aquarius, a rug placed in a nursery for children to play on. Well, there was also the profound, you know, that in the speech, as 18 plus Taurus was rising, all of our children from Newtown to everywhere know that they are cherished and safe. Now, this is part of our ongoing conversing and our repertoire. You know, in speaking with warmongers, as I periodically am dedicated and therefore magnetizing to do, pretty much everyone can say, you know, we can all get there, that the only solution to terrorism is a wonderful life for all children. And people really do, yeah, they want to go there. So as we become, you know, magnetizers ourselves, going, no, not that. We, again, in our magic backpack, discourage that, but encourage this. Here we go, over here. And in speaking with so many good-hearted, angry people, you know, progressives involved in good things but enmeshed in whatever, and remembering the Allison Lurie quote, the reason academic politics is so vicious is because the stakes are so small, like that. And, you know, talking to self, I mean, we're all in this thing together, and them going, right, well, do you know what you want, you know, as opposed to what you don't want? They're like, oh, yeah. Because it's like, you know, to magnetize, going, there's all that roiling over there with which we have an ecstatic relationship. That we have an ecstatic relationship to the roiling, and then we magnetize the story over here. Here we go. And a number of people are like, oh, yes, that's a really good idea. What do you want? And talking to many people in positions of leadership of, you know, big, worthy things that are often in trouble, like, you know, Pacifica Radio or whatever, going, what is it you want? You know, magnetize the desirable story over here as opposed to just reacting. This is part of our dynamic as, you know, aspiring agents of Trickster Redeemer in the world now, you know, which is to react to anything, you know, and again, we can all blow it, and then give ourselves energy for change. But to react to anything is to be not free. In fact, to carry around a portable prison for oneself and others. You know, but to cultivate an ever larger repertoire of responses is to be an agent of nature's evolutionary ingenuity. There we go. And again, you know, with many people, I had great conversations. I had a wonderful time, you know, at the Peace Ball last night, because there were these moments of just larger than all of us in which it's like, oh, we are calling it in, even though it was, you know, hanging on to its secularness, you know, and even though it had a final speaker who was a downer muggle, you know, we go, bless everybody anyway. There were larger things at work and synchronicities of the right conversation at the right time and really great things. So I did find myself, you know, repeating things that are part of our dynamic, but seem to be wanting to repeat as we return and gather what we know, you know, and gather what we know but even have forgotten that we know it. But we do, and it's returning. Again, the return that if you want people to get nothing done but conflict, convince them they're on one side of something. So two, what two needs is three, which is the unifying story.
So may we all become, you know, agents of the unifying story. And ooh, right as we're talking right now, the moon has just changed degrees. The moon is now at 6 plus Gemini. Jupiter is at 6 plus Gemini. Ooh, they're so beautiful. They're so beautiful. And when we're finished with our call, you know, those on the West Coast have some time, and those of us on the East Coast or wherever we are, you know, and hello, people in Iceland and everywhere who are part of our team, to go outside and go, ooh, the moon and Jupiter, because they're closer to, they're unusually close. I mean, they get close every month, but this is unusually close. And Jupiter stationing. So there's extra bonus awards for whatever it is we want to do. And we go, oh, we love that thing. So the Mars shift again into play, from disappointment to play, we love that. When we look at and just, you know, entertain the possibility, you know, we do not expect expectation, partner of disappointment, but we are willing to entertain. We believe nothing, but we entertain possibilities. So I want to just bring in also what we can encourage, you know, in the Obama part of all of us, really. And we go, ooh, okay, well, so he's kind of tapped in. And we know, you know, from our own sane, reverent common sense and radio shows like hosting Peter Janney, whatever, that, you know, to be president is to be kind of trapped in a finite game. And there is, you know, military and dementors, but there is no place so dense that there are not allies. You know, and so we also want to have our attitudinal response very fluid, you know, allies abounding everywhere in the most unlikely places. We do not expect, but we are willing. But we know that there's a tight constraint, you know, and the fundamental thing before us all is, how do we transform from an economy based on war and conflict, in which so many dementors make money that way, to an actual democracy of cultural ingenuity and peace in an economy. And so even just taking those words of Obama's today was most heartening, most powerfully heartening, at a powerful time where the ancestors are there and the things are calling down and the dancing transcends the secular, all of that. So as Jupiter goes forward, it's going to be trining Obama's ascendant, which is 18 plus Aquarius. Again, these symbols are often so literal. And Obama's ascendant, 18 plus Aquarius, is a forest fire finally quenched by weary firefighters. Large-scale collective social efforts, channeling volatile forces, being involved in the heat of things, keeping cool, you know, overcoming technological backfiring. And we go, oh, that's very good. Okay. And there's so many pictures of him with actual firefighters, you know, in the global warming thing. And we go, all right, in the mystery play, so Jupiter will go forward. It will trine Obama's ascendant. You know, we want to encourage that direction, you know, for all of us, of the path opening against all odds to transform from war economy to peace, dynamic culture, you know, inviting in reverent ingenuity and collaborating with nature and all those things, really important. Uranus, the trickster, these are the two biggest path openers, the sky gods, what they represent, Jupiter and Uranus. Uranus will be trining Obama's sun. So in the face of so many of my teammates who are like, and you can't do anything, and it's like, yes, that is one true story. Let's honor again that dynamic that Jupiter says, you know, there's always 20, 30, 40 stories going on at once, and they can all be true, and they can be conflicting at the same time. Which one are we going to animate? Which one are we going to exhale our chi, you know, into to animate, while being fully aware of, you know, all of them? You know, there we go. So just to put a little bit on our kind of work table, it's part of why I just felt ardently, everybody's got their own assignment and their own angle of perspective, and all are welcome. But I did feel just an ardent, like, let's get this guy, this part of our team, into a second administration, not because it's all going to be, but because I'm looking at the transits going, You know, he has the capacity to be an agent of cultural ingenuity, as do we all, as do we all. And just to focus on this kind of part of him, by the time, it's not like waiting, but just for the fun of it, by the time we get to June, Uranus in the sky will be at 12 degrees of Aries, trining Obama's sun at 12 degrees Leo. This happens every 84 years. And any time there's a big dance with these outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, remember they represent nature's large evolutionary ingenuity, you know, that suffuses creation, that is about on a, you know, cultural and even biological level. So when they tap in, and they're all dancing with all of us in different ways, in some form, they tap us on the shoulder and go, be part of a large thing. Be part of a large thing, which was, you know, again, the kind of finale. I've lost the exact quote exactly, but Obama very much saying it's a we, you know, we embrace each other. It's not just I've got mine. It's a call to we. Well, that's very, very strong. So Uranus says, you know, we have the option anytime it dances with us, and I'm looking at Obama's chart just as part of all of us, you know, to be agents of against all odds, trickster redemption, cultural ingenuity, innovation. Now, you know, when we look at the comment sections of everything, people go, "Well, he better stop the XL pipeline, or he's not gonna." You know, he's not. And I go, "Ooh, let us throw into the cauldron all the ways in which we are snookered into bespelling ourselves. You know, throwing away our power and the power of language by covering our ass, by going, I'm not going to believe in anything because it's safer and I told you so." And, you know, the addiction to, you know, to righteous self-sabotage into the cauldron, into the bubbling cauldron, and then we're stirring it in the opposite direction. There we go, this centrifuge kind of dynamic. So as we get to, you know, this June time period, Uranus arrives at 12 degrees of Aries, and it's going to station there. Now, anytime a planet stations, Jupiter's stationing now, so we love that. We love that, and we love its embrace of the moon, even more potent than just the once a month rendezvous of the moon and Jupiter, because it is at its stationing degree. Part of that is when a planet stations, it looks from the Earth's perspective like it's standing still. I mean, it's not, you know, but it's planets are moving, but from our, and so symbolically, in the language in which everything is conversing, everything is speaking to us all the time, by through people, through dances, through acorns, through chipmunks in the yard, through books that we open at random, through all of that. But, you know, so when a planet stations, it's really saying, well, pay attention to this theme, this quality of intelligence represented by that planet, in this case, Jupiter at the oasis. And then the moon joins with it, and I go, oh. So, in a similar way, you know, Uranus is going to station at 12 degrees of Aries, exactly trying, you know, and that's all of June, July, August. You know, it stations and retrogrades, and then it comes back, and we go, oh, excellent. So this is part of our footing, and then in March, as spring begins in 2014, this is all the kind of beginning of, you know, yes, it can be. We're not counting on it. We're not expecting it. We're disappointment proof, but we're available and willing. Remember, Uranus always says, I will connect you to the coolest things possible, and all I want from each one of you is willingness. And we go, willingness, alhamdulillah, may it be so. So that is something we can animate and intend. And let me also feel free for people to chime in with email or a query or a conundrum or a kerfuffle or a blessing is all completely welcome if you want, *7. So what is the image for Obama's son? There's a couple of versions, but one is, rugged old sea captain watches a boat approach, its golden hull gleaming in the afternoon sun, developing a permanent strength of personality by standing up to the tests of experience, summoning of strength one gained in the past, having the courage to follow one's ideals, faith in ultimate victory, gathering momentum, dramatic impact, I want to change the word impact, cyclical nature of experience. Well, in our mind's eye, let us see that part of all of us in the collective dream. You know, now we're back again to a kind of Saturn theme, rugged old sea captain watching a boat approach, golden hull gleaming in afternoon sun. See, and as we're all kind of visualizing this, it gathers more mojo. Remember, clear mental image tends to materialize as actual condition or event, says all of the mystery schools. There we go. And it does remind us, in this winter time, whenever we feel, anything, bereft, grumpy, all easily justified by circumstance, but there's a part of us that steps in and says, well, are we doing our, before we go to sleep, constricting Saturn and releasing Jupiter, our little muscles from our feet and our toes and our legs and our everything in our groin area and our stomachs and our gluteus maximus and our whatever in our hands and our squinching and relaxing. And then at that point, all of the teachings, all the Western esoteric teachings say, at that point, you are then ready to focus on a desirable image for self and world, and each night give it more texture, smells, atmosphere, and then we're going to rededicate to this fun practice here. And then what they say as an experiment, normally when we have something in our mind's eye, we sort of see it behind our eyes, and they go, the esoteric training says, imagine moving the image to the rear portion of your head, the round curve, the occipital region of the brain, which some say, again, entertain possibilities, is the portal whereby images more easily, the doorway, enter into the world. And it's, in any case, experiment. Even right now, a desirable image, or let's say, since we have one before us, rugged sea captain watching boat approach, golden hull gleaming in the afternoon sun. Go, what's in that boat? What would we put in that boat? Golden hull gleaming in the afternoon sun. Now is the cool of the day. We go, right. What have we done with the garden entrusted to us? Not to cringe in shame, but in deep remorse as the highest of the negative states, and then dedication to beauty, permanent strength of personality, standing up to the test of experience, summoning up strength. So anyway, so as we have an image, even now, just to begin to play, just to play with all of these capacities we have, non-economic forms of power, our imaginations, to see things in the back of our brain. One of our teammates also said that she didn't like doing it when she was going to sleep, but she liked doing it when she was jogging, and coined the wonderful term conjuring contrails, that she would see images, contrails of desirable images spiraling out behind her as she ran. I was like, that's fabulous. All of this is meant as, departure point. And then as Uranus is at its station point, and we're kind of preparing for the future here because it won't get there for a while, it's at a curious degree. Again, we take all these things, playing with stuff. Because every now and then, as I think I mentioned in the last call, we question everything, going, what if astrology is just a crock? Who came up with these images? Why are they? And then every now and then, the model is, we create things as a template, and the template magnetizes mojo, but we keep our discernment, and we're allowed to change things too, to know the rules and then to break them. But it is a degree of averting disaster. The image is a man looks for a bomb hidden in a crowd. We go, all right, we're going to release that. We're going to again send blessings forth to anything in our realm that has lost its sense of kinship and participation in the whole large pulsing dream. And even now, as we're speaking, the moon getting closer and closer. So even before we sign off tonight, 3 minutes, the moon and Jupiter will be there, exactly conjoined. So just for the fun of it, would anyone, or let me invite people to feel welcome in the privacy of your own psyche, in the privacy of your own occipital region of your brain, or to email, that's fine too, or to speak out, star 7, you know, what is a blessing? What blessing, since we're at this powerful time coming up in moments, and if we hold, you know, it can be spoken, which is great, or held in heart, and we will, before we deconvene, you know, just unmute everybody so we can ashe, you know, may the power of the blessing held in heart spiral forth into the memosphere. So, yeah, again, ecstatic. May we practice this realm of ecstatic whenever there's harumphitude, you know, and accepting, you know, dreeing our weird, you know, and it's a good way of not being inveigled into playing a game one didn't really want to play anyway. I mean, being backstage with many, many important people, justifiably important, but then there's also that kind of hunger, celebrity hunger kind of a theme going, whoa, you know, and it can agitate us going, oh, well, I'm not very important in this great. And we go, up, compost that ecstatic relationship. There we go. Whatever our assignment, whenever we feel alone or dissed or outside, may we then remember that it is an ecstatic relationship, okay, we're animating that thing. And let's together, you know, inaugurate the guiding meta story in the mystery play that we can dree our weird, play our role in destiny. Yes, that dominance and tyranny and hyper-yang death frenzy be composted into rich nutrient for humble collaboration with the guiding wisdom of nature at this time of dire beauty. Let democratic animism flourish in all of our hearts. So before we deconvene, does anybody want to star 7? To star 7 at all? There we go. Oh, it's the exact Moon-Jupiter conjunction. Just for the fun of it. Can one feel such a thing? Oh, it is. And it's trining. It's trining the Sun and Mercury. You know, so it's a moment that really supersedes. In fact, there's such a great thing going on right now. Let me just animate it before we deconvene. We go, you know, looking at the chart of now from where I am, which we just say we're all sharing in. Okay, so the Moon and Jupiter are 6 degrees Gemini, 27 minutes. They are, they're lined up there at the oasis. They are trining Mercury, Council of Ancestors, young leader listens to their voices. You know, and the Sun has also moved 1 degree now further. Oh, it's a deserter from the Navy. We got that one again. We go, all right, may anybody who doesn't want to do military stuff, you know, come on out. And then it's trining the ascendant, what's rising. We have a grand trine in air right now. Really fabulous. The image rising in the east as we're speaking at the moment is dawn of a new day, revealing everything changed, starting over again. Realizations, transition points where certain conditions give way to a new order and structure. Things will look different in the morning. And we go, oh, that's fantastic. Here's a blessing. Yes, a fan mail from some flounder. That's good, from our ally in Vermont. Yes, Diana of the Hunt and the Wild, that we all contact the original heart of child innocence and wild love for the whole dance. Swoosh into the memosphere. Yes, it's particularly available in the memosphere. Yes, and thank you, David Grimes. Where are you be in Alaska or even on this call? Who knows? May the innocent dignity of our child heart overcome all harumphitude. We go. That's good. Yes, I see more emails coming in. Yes, there's goats there. There's goats. Our goats are hopping up and down. Really good. Okay. So I think I will just say that last little blessing one more time, and then Richard will unmute everybody, and we can all, on the count of 3, after the blessing, go, Ashe, which means may the power of the words incarnate into the material world, the realm of Mater, Mother, which is strong in both charts. In the inauguration chart on Sunday, the moon exalted in Taurus, the matter, the, you know, matter, mother, the secret of money, all those things. Okay, all right, so we go, let's together inaugurate a guiding meta-story that we may play our role, dree our weird, play our role in destiny. You know, may we be danced into place where we can do the most good, be most replenished by the oasis, the agents of replenishment in the world, and have the most serious and dedicated fun. You know, may we be restored to the innocent dignity of our child heart in this realm. May we remember, you know, that when we feel outside, we are ecstatic. We have the option of being ecstatic. And that whatever's not happening or whatever email disappeared going, guess apparently not useful, may we tease whimsy and play into the darkest realms of dense matter, that dominance and tyranny and hyper-yang death frenzy be composted into rich nutrient for humble collaboration with the guiding wisdom of nature at this time of dire beauty, and let democratic animism flourish in all of our hearts. And can you unmute everyone, Richard? Possibly.
And so it is.
And so it is. All right, team, on the count of three, we'll just go ashe. One, two, three, ashe.
Ashe.
Oh, ashe.
Thank you.
Thanks.